All right, so we're going to start Igeres Chof Aleph. It is on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kuf Lamed Gimel, page 265, if you use the secular pages here. Acha Drishas Shalom, that's that acronym. After asking for peace, how you doing, and so on, that's usually what that acronym means. Kimishpat, as appropriate, Oihavai, to those who I love. No, Oihavai Shemai. They have all kinds of droshes on why. He refers to the Chassidim as Oihavai Shemai, those who love Hashem. But in particular, he is addressing El HaMisnadvim Ba'am, those generous donors among the people, Lasais Tzedakais or Tzidkas Hashem Im Atzei HaKadosh, those who make commitments to give tzedakah yearly to the Holy Land. So you got to remember that we're dealing here with the time when Remendel Vitebsky took a whole chevraya, went up to Eretz Yisrael, and they were starving. It was incredible. There were Nebuch people who literally starved to death. So there were collections that took place in each area, in each country, and each of those areas sustained their landslide. And I just saw a letter from the Zayde Ramatla. It was just printed in this biography, where he writes to the, I don't remember which one it was, the Ingedish Kohel. He writes to one of the other Kohelim to please support a Jew from the Ukraine, even though he's not part of your community, but he's a tzaddik. And so he's pleading like that there be chas v'shalom, a crossover of the money from one community to the next. But you can understand, people wanted to support their chevra. So there, and this was a big deal. There was huge machlekes, as you know, I've shared with you in the past, that between the Chikasa Zayda and his brothers, after the passing of Ramat Lashonah, there was a big machlekes about who became the nasi of the tzedakah. It was a big kovid, and so the Baal Tani here is pleading with his chassidim who were givers to this tzedakah. Losses midei shana b'shana, and they make yearly, they make annual commitments to a designated amount, and it was referred to as ma'os eretz hakodesh. Tivane b'mheir b'yameinu. These are referred to as the money that was going to the Holy Land that should be rebuilt speedily in our days. Is aleim titif milasi, to them I am, my words are going. V'tizal kitalim rasi, this is a euphemism borrowed from the psukim in Hazino. Lizares lizarizim, I'm coming to quicken those who are already zerizim, l'chazik yidayim rofes, to strengthen those who are weak of hand. B'matan damim mo'yis etz Yisrael, that when they distribute, when they give out these monies, and the same is true of any annual tzedakah commitments that we make, you'll see that the same logic applies. I found this to be counterintuitive. If you're making an annual commitment, do not give it all at once. Give it either weekly, ulepachos, or at least midei chodesh b'chodesh. At least do it monthly. Distribute it in smaller gifts. Obviously, dividing the designated amount that the person committed themselves for the year. And this applies to any commitment of kodesh, of tzedakah monies. Asha ola alev ish lihisnadev b'li neder, that occurred to a person that he will give without, obviously, without a promise, the panosas achenu yeshvei eretz hakodesh, midei shana b'shana, to give those who live in Eretz Yisrael, midei shana b'shana. Now, I just want to be a medayik. And if somebody's going to accuse me of being a Lubavitcher here, so be it. Notice his language. Asha Allah Alev Ish Lihisnadiv. I always thought, you know, we always have these thoughts of, you know, I'm going to give. And then we become sober again. And we recognize that it's not practical and so on. And after all, I never made a verbal commitment. And my thinking is not really considered a serious commitment. Look at these words. Asha Allah Alev Ish Lihisnadev. That occurred, that came up, that has arisen on the heart of a person to give. You got to take even... Now, obviously, he's not talking about a fleeting thought, okay? But he's talking about if a person like is in a matziv, right? You know, the lights go on behind us on the freeway. And I say, oh, I'm giving... And in our minds, we say, okay, I'm going to give $36 to Ramey Balanes, right? And then he drives by us, he goes right after the guy in front of us, and he says, oh, Baruch Hashem, okay, forget it. Right? Yeah, we got to take that seriously. So he says here that we should be dividing the amounts. Vosa the Rinyan, right after the period. Kinim Levad, how you do alakoil? In addition to that which is known to everybody. Goydel Malas Hazarizus Bechola Mitzviz. The tremendous advantage of the attribute of this midah of zrizus. How do you say zrizus in English? Alacrity. Of being geschickt, of doing things in a excited and passionate way. And that certainly applies to all mitzvahs. Hanayim avinishma b'divrei chazal. I don't have to tell you this. This is already said and repeated in the words of Chazal, Lo ilim yakdim adam adivar mitzvah, as Chazal say, a person should always be the first to do a mitzvah. And where is the source? Vizirusei, the Avram avinu alav hasholem. We know all about Vayashkim Avram babayker. Azevait, that Chazal tell us that when Bilam got up early in the morning to saddle his donkey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Rosha, kvar kodmach Avram. Avram already preceded you by getting up early in the morning and saddling his donkey, right? So this Zerisa de Avram is the source of where we learn Jewish Zerizas. And that lesson, Hi Hai Medes Lad, stands before us at all times, Lanu, Levaneinu, Adoilam, for us and for our children. Afebik says the Baal Tanya here, an incredible Chiddush. The Akeda itself is really not any big deal. It's really not such a big test for Le'erach Malas Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. Compared to the Madrega of Avram Avinu, big deal. Why? Bishagam ki Hashem diber boy, because Hashem explicitly spoke to him and told him, Kach nas bincha, please take your son. And after all, so number one, the Rebbein Shlom told it to him directly. Number two is, Varekama v'kama kedoshim shemasru nafshim ha-kedushas Hashem. There were many holy people who gave their lives on Kiddush Hashem. Gam ki loy diber Hashem bom, even though Hashem never spoke directly to them. Say Bazai, what's the grace of Gedilah with the Akedah? It doesn't seem to be such a big deal if Avram Avinu went to the Akedah and took his son to the Akedah. Big deal. Hashem spoke to him directly. And much simpler people than Avram Avinu did the same. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Zechariah Levracha asked, we're always taught that we got this koyach from Avram Avinu. So he's saying, what are you telling us here that it's no chiddush that Avraham Avinu did it? The fact, because so many others did it later on. Yeah, others did it later on because Avraham Avinu did it. It's a great kasha. So the Rebbe answered that Avraham Avinu was first Moshe Nefesh in Rukazdim. So his koyach of Mesiras Nefesh was no big deal for him because he had done it already in Ur Kasdim. So that's where we take the koyach from. Not from the Akedah, but from the fact that he gave his own life in her kazdan. That was an excellent kasha and teretz. So Ebazai, it's not the Nisayin itself, which is that which we glean from Avraham Avinu. Now, then, Rak Shavram Avinu Olav Hashalom Asa Zois Bezrizus Nifla. The great lesson of the Akedah is the fact that Avraham Avinu did so with tremendous alacrity. Laharei Simchasoi Vecheftsoi. He tells you the definition of Zrizus. To show one's joy and desire, lemalis ritzoin koinoi, to do the will of his creator, velas is nachas ruach liyotzrei, and to give pleasure to he who formed him. That's the tremendous chiddush of the Akedah, and that's the midas hazrizus that we learn from Avraham Avinu. And from him, Chazal learned the Kiyum Kol HaMitzvos, how we should fulfill all mitzvahs, Bichlal or Bifrat. Now, Bichlal. I remember I shared with the Chevra that there was a great Chakira that I saw once. And it only applies to a mitzvah that you can only do once. So, Lamazogen, like Tefillin, it wouldn't apply to, because Tefillin, you could put on many times a day. But let's say the mitzvah of lulav. Mitzvah of lulav, you could only do once. You could do it many times later, but the, according to many days, there's no mitzvah to do it more than one time. So you get up the first day yontif in the morning, and you want a bench on your esrog. And you have a kosher, no question, kosher lulav and esrog, yeah? But then you hear that somebody's coming to town and has a gorgeous lulav and esrog, but you're not going to be able to bench for another 3 hours. So what takes precedence, midas hazrizus or hidur mitzvah? And it's a big shaila in the poskim, which of those two things has greater value. So he's telling us here that we learn from Avraham Avinu bichlal, but ubifrat maisa tzedakah, especially so with the mitzvah of tzedakah, oilal kulana, that surpasses all them. Again, he's a big tzedakah, a big pusher of tzedakah. Why is tzedakah so great? Look what he says, it just says incredible zachen here, hidden, concealed in this letter. Hamagina umatzla. Because tzedakah protects and saves. Bipereseah, as the result, meaning, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in the one that we say every morning, not in Pirkei Avos, in Peah, the peiris, the outcome, the fruit of the mitzvah, b'olam hazeh, it saves us in this world, mikol mine peronius. The mitzvah of tzedakah protects us and saves us in this world from all kinds of tzoris, from all kinds of hamisragshis. Kiddichsiv, how do I know this? Remember, he was a Litvak, right? He says the pasuk says that tzedakah can even save somebody from death. If it can save a person from death, is avadi gevis that tzedakah can save a person from all other forms and problems and tzoras and yisurim and pain and anguish and aggravation that are far more easier than death. It's kolshken for sure. Shatoiv lanu gam ba'ilam hazeh la'akdima b'chol ma'adevsha. Oiv tzedokah is hazoi get, that it's able to save us from all kinds of yisurim, even death. Is, if that's the case, how much better, how much greater is it if we do it in a way that's Zrizus, meaning I made a commitment to give tzedakah. And my due date on that tzedakah is at the end of the year, so I'm going to pay my commitment at the end of the year. He says, no, don't wait till the end of the year. Because if it's a mitzvah, and it is a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah with all kinds of side benefits, so do make sure you do it constantly, because the side benefits are so unbelievable. Shari Adam Nidim B'chol Yoyim. Look, he just slips in that those five words. What's the pshat? What he's saying is, distribute your tzedakah on a daily basis, because a person is judged every day. Who knows if the tzedakah that you're doing today is not that which is mamash saving us today from who knows what kind of tragedy? Because each and every day has its own judgment. So reason number one, combined with two, really, is Zrizus. It's interesting to me that they say that this is a two-reason letter. It's not a two-reason letter, it's a three-reason letter. We'll see in a minute what the third reason is. Reason number one is Stam, the concept of Zrizus. Reason number two is Adam Nidim B'chol Yom, to spread it out and give each day, because the judgment of each day is different. Number three is Ach Gam, next paragraph on page 266. Ach Gam Zayis Mitzonorinu B'Avoydes HaTzdokom. Even more than this, we see when it comes to the service of Tzedakah, Maile Proti is Gedoyla V'Nifla, an advantage which is so great and so awesome, Ein Areich Elah. There's nothing that compares to it. That the maisa, the action of tzedakah, should be done in numerous times. We can make mishalachim crazy. Instead of handing him a $10 bill, you go over and give him a dollar, and then you give him another dollar, and give him another dollar. V'chol amar b'arezeh meshubach, because the action of tzedakah is meshubach, the action of giving. Don't give it one time and in one nesina. Even though it's going to be the exact same sum total, do it with many givings. As the Rambam interprets in the Pirush HaMishnayos that the Chachamim teach, v'hakol lefi roiv ha'maisa, that what? The Mishnah says everything is according to the abundance of the action. Zok the Rambam hazoy, heros. This is in Pirkei Avos, in the Ethics of the Fathers, in chapter 3, Mishnah 15. Hest, you're listening to the language. That the advantage does not go to a person according to the greatness of the act, rather lefi roiv mispar hamaisim. It goes according to the numerous numbers of the action. Explains the Rambam. Vehu, that's because shahamailas amnam yagiyu, because the advantage of being of doing mitzvahs will attain to a person b'chvayel ha'mais v'tayvim po'mem rabbis, by repeating the same action many, many times. V'imzeh yagiyah kinyan chazak, and by doing so the person will attain a true acquisition. Not if a person acts one time, even if it's a tremendously good act. Listen to this language. It's not going to give the person a strong acquisition in what he's trying to attain. And here the Rambam says, he continues, and the mashal in this, explains the Rambam, is if a person were to give somebody who needs 1,000 zehuvim, it's a fortune of money, at one time to one person, and to another person he doesn't give anything, he's not going to acquire the midah of giving, of nedivus. It will not be compared in any which way to a person who gives 1,000 separate gold coins 1,000 times. That person will acquire much more, because the action of giving is that which will allow the person to acquire the attribute of being a nadvin, of being a giving person. And this person, one time he was moved to giving, and then he loses it. That's what the Mishnah is saying, says the Rambam, Hakoil v'roiv ha'maisa, not according to the greatness of the action, but to the numerous times that the person is doing the action. So there's three inyanim here. I want you to give it at least monthly, if not weekly, because it's the act of giving that's going to change people. Even though the Rambam himself clearly explains his reason, in order to cleanse the soul, through many givings, there's a beferish pasuk that says peulas tzedakah l'chayim, that the action of tzedakah is for life. Now he goes into a Kabbalistic reason, gevald. Dehainu, that's to say shapulos shepeulasa, that the action uzgulasa and the segula, the side benefit, is lahamshich chayim al yoinim chaya chayim ein soif baruch hu, is that the act of tzedakah will draw chayim from the highest of heights, from the source of all life, the infinite one, baruch hu, le'eretz chayim. What he calls here the land of the living, which is he shchinas uzeinu, that's the mid of malchus, the shchina. Upon which, about which it says, "Va'atem echayes kulam." You, Hashem, sustain everything. V'his sukkas David on it's that which we refer to in benching on sukkas. Harachem on Yochim lanu sukkas David on it's the one midah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hanefelas ad offer that is goes into galus, right? Klai so go into galus. The Shekhinah goes into galus with us. Kabayim Achazah, Golo the Edom. When Klai so went to Edom, Shekhinah Yimayim. So that attribute is called Sukkas David HaNefalas. Now, she explains, Ki Bisirusa D'Lisata, it is with our acting here below by giving Tzedakah L'Hachiyos Ruach Shvalim, to give life to the spirit of those who are downtrodden, deles lemigar meklum, a person who has nothing of his own. And that act of giving to a person who's down and out creates, isarusa d'liela, creates an awakening above, ubifrat, bisnadev am lahachyois yoishvei eretz achayim amish v'day lemevin, especially when it comes to giving life and sustenance to those who are literally living in Eretz Achayim, which is the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'day l'mevin, and I said enough for anyone who has a brain. V'chol maskil al dova godol v'nifle kezeh. Anybody who thinks about the greatness and the wondrous things that I just wrote here, yimotze tuv tam v'das, kam v'gedolim divrei chachamim zal. With this, a person will find a tremendous geschmack in how great are the words of our sages, that everything goes according to the abundance of the action. That is to say, the act of charity that's done many times has the ability to draw from above the true life, to be able to unify. This is the concept of the Shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu Shchinte, to unify Hashem with his Shechina, which needs to be done so many times, and therefore it is much greater for it to be done numerous times than one big time. This is very similar to what the Rambam wrote. This is the same, it's synonymous with this concept of cleansing our nefesh. As the Zohar says, the Shechina nikra nefesh. This is how we cleanse the nefesh, because the Shechina is referred to a nefesh, kihi chayenu v'nafshenu, because the Shechina is ultimately our life source, our nefesh uksiv kishocha la'ofer nafshenu. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem should take pity on us because our nefesh has been lowered to offer. L'chein amr Chazal, for this reason, Chazal say gidoy l'tzedakah shemikareves es ha'gu'ula. This is why tzedakah has such a unique power to bring close the redemption. La'akima me'ofer ma'at ma'at, to uplift it from its lowly state as it is in the dirt, literally, but if we give tzedakah constantly, bit by bit, ad kiyav eshila, until it returns back to Yerushalayim. Now, in the Igeres HaKodesh that they printed now of the Alter Rebbe's letters, so many of these letters are the Torah portion taken out from letters, but there's more to the letters in their Shlemus. So what they left out of this letter here is, he says as follows, and after these words of truth, my beloved brothers, my friends, gushu, chushu, usu ahadadi, go over to one another, strengthen one another. V'ish esreyeu yazer, one person should help another. Ulechav yem chazak, and strengthen one another. Chazak v'nischazek, we should encourage each other. Ba'ad amenu, on behalf of our people, and especially for the sake of the godly cities that are in Eretz Yisrael, to make sure that we seek out their well-being and their goodness with the entirety of our being. Ma'od ma'od huchpula bekashasi kefula mechupala. Extremely, extremely, I'm doubling and tripling my request here again and again. Shaloi lahashlich dvari achigam. Don't ignore what I'm asking you here, Chas v'Shalom. Don't just ignore what I'm saying. Please, my words should find favor. Oyev nafsham, he who loves them, derish leima malev nefesh chavetz, who looks into their well-being at all times. So, there is tremendous value here in, when it comes to tzedakah, in giving tzedakah. But even when we make a large commitment, that we give it in installments on an ongoing basis, rather than giving it in one lump sum at the end. I would imagine that if the money is needed, and we say to the person, look, I know, I understand that you're starving, but for my nefesh, it's better if I give it to you dime by dime. So I apologize for the fact that you're going to have to die, but it's better for me that then we're being an idiot. He's talking about in a situation where we could afford to do it in that manner. Okay. I'll turn off that recorder. And...